And I am no Pastor Ari, despite what it says on the screen. Will you pray again with me, please? This time, don't repeat. Holy God, you have called us from the busyness of this time to meditate on your word, to prepare for your supper, to have fellowship with your people. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be found pleasing in your sight and in our action, because you indeed are the reason for the season. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. As I was reading the lessons for today's worship, I was listening to Christmas songs. There are a couple albums that I had during my growing up time that I found on Spotify, much to my delight. And I listened to those more often than all the rest. So I was reading today's lessons while listening to the Harry Simone Chorale singing What Child Is This? And Carol of the Bells, and Oh Bambino. And I was struck with how discordant it was. The songs and the carols we listen to talk about all this warm and fluffy goodwill, comfortable fires and snuggles with a newborn baby. And that is not what Mary had in mind when she sang this song. She sang, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." We are so used to hearing this song that perhaps we miss the news that bursts from the page. Mary begins with praise, her soul and her spirit rejoicing in God, who has favored her, she says, though she is a poor young woman. She will be called blessed, she says, because of what God has done through her and for her. You know, we so often think of Mary as the demure mother of our Lord, draped in blue. She's in this blessed state of holy expectation. And then she sings this song. And it takes a revolutionary turn. He has shown the strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. Mary says that God scatters the proud. God knocks the proud down a notch. Putting them in their place? Perhaps. Any of you ever been proud before? Did something well? Yeah. So you can see how this bit of unexpected news might just sting a little bit. And Mary continues with this revolutionary song. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. After identifying herself as one of the lowly, who God is lifting up, Mary goes a step further and says that the powerful will be brought down from their high places. God doesn't just bring up those who are on the bottom. God levels the playing field by knocking down those who are on top as well. Maybe you've been a part of that powerful group, part of the people on top. If not, then maybe this part of the story sounds like a great promise to you. But I'll be honest. As much as I like to think of myself more often as lowly, I more often need to be brought down than lifted up. So Mary's unexpected song turns around on me, reminding me that God's going to deal with me in God's own way. And I might not like it. Mary continues with this unexpected revolutionary talk, reminding us that God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Now it gets personal. I haven't been hungry for long. When was the last time you were hungry? I mean, really hungry. Not just missing out on something you wanted, but like nothing but a dried crust of bread on the counter. And nothing in the fridge. When I hear Mary's words, I'm thinking that I'm more likely to be sent away empty. I may not be incredibly rich, but I've never been seriously hungry. On this last Sunday of Advent, our time of waiting and watching, our time of hoping and yearning, well, Advent is almost over. Today we are reminded that the promises of God are real and can be trusted from the time of Mary till now. And it's an unexpected word, honestly. It's a word that most of us don't want to hear in our comfort. In this time of warm baby snuggles and peace and goodwill toward all men, the word of God comes through Mary that this isn't all about those comfortable things. It's about leveling the playing field. It's about making what is wrong in this world right. In Mary, the word does become flesh. The word does dwell among us still, so that we may never doubt that love of God. Servant, blessed, mercy, proud, powerful, lowly, hungry, rich. All of these keywords in Mary's song apply to every one of us. Each of us at some time or another. None of us are all one and not the other. Mary's song reminds us that God came down, seeing the imbalances of this world, to right them again. They remind us that God cares about our losses. God cares about our pain. These words remind us, too, that it's never all or nothing. That we have experienced all this and more. With Mary, we pray that the world will be made right again. That we will be made right again. We pray that our lives reflect the love and peace and the welcome our God offers us. In the waters of baptism, we are named and claimed beloved and a family of God. We are made workers together in the reign of God. Much like Mary, my friends, our God is made known through our hands, our feet, our mouths. Our prayer today is to have Mary's hope, to have Mary's surety that God will do this. Our prayer for today is that we can have the willingness that Mary showed to be used by God, to say with Mary, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." God grant it. Amen. We sing.